Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Well, good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia, Missouri. Excited to be with you this morning, or this day, on Go the Distance. I'd like to share with you a great thought. This is something that helps me stay in an attitude of gratitude despite the stuff that's going on around me. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, we read some of the most powerful words of Scripture. It says that we, followers of Christ, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. It's interesting to think that the Bible tells us to be people filled with joy, people filled with rejoicing, people who pray without ceasing, people who give thanks in all circumstances, and to give thanks to God the Father at all times. I mean, these are all biblical directives. And so many times in our lives, we come across these things that make us wonder, how am I going to be thankful in this? I'm plagued by stress or sickness or discomfort or disease or divorce or discouragement or whatever, and I'm challenged by those things. But here's the key. Romans 8:28 is something worth putting up on your wall, because what it says is that even in all of those circumstances, even in every one of those situations, we believe that even in sickness, even as we face death, even as we struggle in life, we can be thankful, because we have a God that no matter what, no matter how bad, no matter how crummy things get, God is going to work in that mess to bring about some good for us.